Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go.
You know, I wish that sometimes I would hit record while we are like, before we really start talking, because listeners, this is how it goes. Hey, how's it going? And you're like, mumble. And then I'm
and then we usually gossip a little bit, which we did do, and that can't be on air.
No, we cannot.
You'll never know what that is, everyone at home.
A little off mic gossip poo. Mm-hmm. And then we turn it on. We turn it on for you guys.
Hello.
Tom, we are going to talk about Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Love is Blind.
Of course.
But I would also like to talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer that dropped yesterday.
Oh my God, so good. It looks... I love Jersey. But I just try to like stay away from think pieces about it online.
No, there should be no think pieces about New Jersey because literally nobody is thinking, guys.
No, I know. I don't know. Imagine writing a think piece about these meatballs.
These Jersey tomatoes.
Like, huh? What? You care that much?
It's not that deep. They're all idiots. Like, you are thinking deeper for them than they actually think for themselves.
Says two people who have podcasts about the show. I'm going to have to say that we're not the ones to maybe say that, but...
I do psychoanalyze them every week when Jersey's on.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it. But I don't need to. I don't need to hear your input on my psychoanalysis. Okay.
I also big lols on the people that are reporting on Jersey around the clock. 365,
24/7. They
exist? Oh my God, they're always popping up. Like, as much as I'm like, mute, they just show up on my Twitter feed and they're like, you know, so and so. Look at this TikTok that Melissa did where she's obviously copying, you know, Gia. And it's like, guys, get a grip.
Guys, Melissa and Teresa are both flops. That's why it's fun to like watch them argue, okay? And don't at me, please. Relax. Before you at me, take a deep breath and say, I need to relax.
You know what? Write yourself a little text. Text it to yourself. Mm-hmm. And then throw your phone in the river, okay?
Completely. I mean, I'm also like very open about my dislike for Teresa. But like, why... I don't understand tree huggers.
No,
I'm not a Melissa. I'm not a gore girl, whatever they call them. Gore girl.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
So dumb. Anyway, I think that's the other thing. It's like we have to remember that just because you are not a tree hugger does not mean that you are a gore girl. So
it sounds a lot like gargoyle,
which is why I love it. You can either be a tree hugger or gargoyle.
Or
so
girl.
Yeah. Or you could just be like a Dolores who's just there to like watch.
That's
these.
Me. I'm a Dolores. I love Dolo.
She's sitting back. She's analyzing. She's like, whatever. Who cares? Whatever. And then she like pops off when she pops off, you know, and then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. What were your thoughts about the trailer?
I really loved this like hot mic moment. It looks like we have between Teresa and Louie about money. This man is draining her for everything she is worth.
Much like one could have never predicted that Portia stealing her friend's husband and marrying him immediately and then also silencing her entire family and friends from talking about him could have ended up in a divorce. One could have never guessed that Louis would end up fleecing Teresa for her money.
Right. I mean, there's no way that they're going to last very long with together and or without prison separating them. Like, something's going to happen again. Seriously.
Maybe she misses her prison girls.
That's true. You go send her off to be with Jen Shah and Elizabeth Holmes.
Honestly, I mean, and the way you think about it, the age difference is like the youngest child is going into high school. So let's say she does get investigated. Mm-hmm. It's 4 years of at least this trial business. She's not going to prison for a little while. So by the time she gets there, the youngest is in college. Gia's already an adult. She could run the house. She's the matriarch of the family. Honestly, she's fine. She's going to be okay.
Yeah, by then she'll be on Summer House, Gia.
Gia will be on Summer House. That's right.
Yep.
Could you imagine?
No, I don't want that to happen.
No. If they're going to put Gia in there, they should put Raven in there first.
Raven?
Huger.
Raven. See, the Hugers have been off my brain because I've been on a Potomac cleanse. I haven't watched pretty much any of this season. So
you missed nothing.
I've heard that. But I do miss those ladies, so I'll probably hop in for the reunion. But has the trip to the DR been fun?
I would say that Karen's having her best season because she's just so funny and mm-hmm. so silly. Like everything she does is just so absurd. But it's a lot of like you could tell that when they were filming Potomac this season, the girls would get together and producers would be like, okay, so are you guys going to talk to each other? And then they're just like sitting there and silently eating because none of them want to be there. Like they're all showing up at the cafeteria to eat a meal. And then they're like, let's just go. What a fun show. It's a shame. It truly is a shame because these were my favorite ladies. They still are my favorite ladies. I just want them to get it together. Going back to Jersey real quick, I was surprised by the amount of fun and games in the trailer of Jersey, but also pleasantly surprised. It looked like they figured out how to film without Teresa and Melissa being in the same room.
Yeah, I was happy we weren't seeing any Gorga versus Judice fights. That was nice because I'm tapped out of wanting any more of that. And I agree. And did you catch that? It looks like Danielle, like, so in the final sequence of the trailer, we see the beginning of the fight that results in a physical altercation between Danielle and Jen.
Yeah.
They cleverly caught a moment of Danielle just like staring at glassware next to her. Did you see this?
No, I didn't, but those editors
go back
so
and watch
good.
It and you will catch it. She stares at like her empty vodka soda and she's like, I could pick this up and throw it at her head.
Well, the best thing about it is like it's not real glassware, it's plasticware looking like glassware. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's also what's hilarious is because this fight was last summer, but it came up in the papers and it was basically that she was assaulted with like a solo cup.
Right. It's not actually glass. You're right. I'm excited. I love there's only a couple shows where I'm like violence is the answer and one of them is in New Jersey.
Yes. In New Jersey, I'm like, it's fine. They're okay with it.
It's how they communicate. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm excited to see, Jackie Schneider try to see if she can get back on the show by being Teresa's friend. And I'm excited to see Danielle and Jennifer fight with each other. Because those are two, like, low-stakes people where, like, I'm like, I don't care who wins. I'm just enjoying this fight.
Yeah, I always have really liked Jackie a lot. And I'm not sure where I'm going to land with her doing this, but props to you for trying to stay to collect a check by befriending one of the most villainous people in reality television history.
Yeah. Could you imagine Teresa on Traitors?
She'd be like, hey, who should I kill? I don't know what to do. Louie?
No, I think that like she would be as dumb as like Sheree, but she would be so offended if like one of her friends was murdered and she would like, you know, because she goes from like what to like I'm gonna fucking kill you, like she turns into like the Incredible Hulk. Mm-hmm. The tree Incredible Hulk. And so I would love to see that because, you know, Larsa has hints of that. Larsa talks in baby girl voice until she's like, you're a weirdo or whatever, you know. And so I love that when the girls flip between those two.
I agree. It would be entertaining, but she would make Sheree look like, I mean, I don't know.
Albert Einstein,
the king of Mensa or something. Like, I don't even know. Sheree has one point of gameplay and Teresa would have zero and lower. I don't know what she would do. I feel like she'd vote people and be like, you took my red wine glass last night and I hate you for that.
Yeah.
I'm voting you out.
That's okay. Or she would just vote with the crowd, as Sheree has.
But Sheree hasn't always. Sometimes she's been like voting for randos.
Randomly. Too.
Like she voted for Kelvin a lot in the beginning.
Kelvin.
For Kelvin a lot in the beginning because she was just like, I don't like you. And it's like, well, same, but like that's not the point of the game.
Are you excited? Tonight's the finale of Traitors. And apparently they're also dropping the reunion at the same time.
Yeah, right after, which is crazy because they just filmed it last week.
It's been 7 calendar days.
Good for them turning that shit around. They must have things to do. Yeah. In my brain, we're about to like run out of Bravo programming, right?
So I think that we're gonna have left to watch is Potomac.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like we're running out.
Yeah. Beverly Hills is done, Miami is done. Did you watch the Bet It on Blonde? I didn't.
You know, I didn't, Nora, but thank you for asking.
You're gonna get that like three-part like little stupid show as filler space. And then what do we have? We got the Summer Houses, we got the Vanderpumps, and
it's just weird that we have no housewives on. Will have kind of no housewives going.
Yeah, for 2 months.
I know. I just think, doesn't that feel weird?
Every week I watch Potomac and I feel like at the end of it they're gonna say next week on the finale of Real Housewives of Potomac, and they don't, because there's still more to show apparently on this show where nothing has happened. So I'm like, they just filmed the reunion for Potomac, and then usually that means like it'll air 2 months later, and I'm like,
we can't have 2 months.
We cannot have two. How much? What? There's literally nothing happening.
Mm-mm. No.
What was I going to ask you about the other programming on Bravo? Well, I forgot. So it doesn't matter. It must not have been that important. Before we talk about the Beverly Hills reunion, do you want to talk about Love is Blind?
Yeah, let's do it.
Your little gif that you posted was so funny, of the two girls sitting at Clay and AD's wedding, just being like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, thank you. Thank you so much. That took a lot of artistry.
No. I'm going to have to ask you later how you got that shot. Where did you find the gift from? Did you
like took my iPhone and filmed my computer, and then that's like, it's kind of grainy, and then like I just looped it, and then here we are. I fell for it. Like I really thought Clay was going to say yes.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert. One of the best things about this Love is Blind season is that they wrapped her up. They said, you know, usually like the first Love is Blind, like the wedding was like 4 fucking episodes. Like, mm-hmm. I love that the fact that I woke up yesterday, I looked at Netflix and it said 1 episode, 1 hour and 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, beautiful. I love that. I love that I only need to watch one thing. I was bummed about how it opened up because I needed more from these toxic pair, Jimmy and Chelsea.
I've never rooted so hard for a straight white man like I have for Jimmy.
Frown and ass Megan Fox was just so funny to me. Just like watching her set her life on fire. It was like a microcosm of like 10 seasons of Lindsay Hubbard.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good comparison. The way she, I'm like mad for Jimmy about her bringing up this like hookup situation. I just think it's so fucked up coming from someone who is so wildly insecure. So for those that don't know and want a little recap, Jimmy hooked up with one of his best girlfriends once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And told Chelsea off camera and was like, this did happen. I'm trying to be 100 with you about everything, but like I don't want to make this a point of contention on camera for us because like she did not like sign up to be on this show, but like we are getting married, so like you should know everything about me. But this did happen. So I want you to know, happy to talk it through, happy to do whatever you need to make it better, but like it did happen. And instead of hiding it, when Chelsea gets martini drunk, she brings it up on camera. And that was a huge line in the sand for Jimmy. And I get it. He's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm doing nothing but being nice to you, and you are betraying my trust. I'm like, this is crazy. I've never ridden so hard for some basic ass white guy. I like really haven't. It's really frustrating to my soul, but so meet him. And I thought he afforded her a lot of grace, a lot of
times. He did. I mean, he did call her clingy, but this.
Nor.
I know, but she was.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was nice, but it was beautiful.
This, the fact that we were rooting for this rectangular headed, no lip motherfucker was really just a surprise, not on our Love is Blind bingo card, but Chelsea did not make it easy to like her. She was a mess. Like, part of me wishes that she had picked Trevor so that we could have seen the fallout of Chelsea and Trevor and then just really watched her fall apart. Because, as you know, Trevor was just on the television show to boost his fitness program. Are you aware?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about the couples that didn't make it? Because I didn't talk about Love is Blind last week. And Jeremy and Laura. Laura, right?
Diabolical.
Amazing. I was like, give Laura a TV show. Put Laura on Summer House. You know what? They're in North Carolina or South Carolina, wherever there is. But send her to fucking Republic. Have her work there.
Or like, let's do a Myrtle Beach Summer House or something. Summer House Myrtle Beach or something. I don't know.
Yeah, give me something.
So I don't care for her. I want to. Okay. She rubbed me the wrong way with something she did. And I feel like we aren't talking enough about it, because she was with a full douche crew.
Yeah.
But I don't fuck with girls and gays and guys who like talk mad shit behind people's backs and then like are really nice to them, like, and pretend that they're besties. And she did that to Chelsea. She was like talking. She was talking to Jess about how she needs to swoop in on Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't want to be with Chelsea, and that Jess has a really good shot of getting with him.
Yeah.
And then, like, is buddy-buddy with Chelsea on camera in their scenes together? I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, but, like, if I watched that back, I would be like, I have a problem with that. And she, it just, I think that she likes the drama of it all. And I don't think it's her first rodeo doing something like that.
But no, it's a great point.
Her, obviously, on the Jeremy. I'm very much team her on the Jeremy going out with Sarah Ann situation. I just am not like a diehard Laura, because I did not care for her behavior behind Chelsea's back.
Okay, full disclosure. I'm
hard for Chelsea.
Yeah, of course. Full disclosure, I do watch Love is Blind at 1.5 speed. So it's sometimes like,
it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks for you.
No, it's not even that. Like, they just, and especially now, they all talk like influencers now. So I can't deal with that. And like, so I watch it a little bit faster. Now, I did maybe like, I was annoyed with Jessica and Laura meetup, because I was shocked that Jessica saw what Jimmy looked like and was like, yeah, I still want to fuck him.
Yeah.
So I may have just been like too irritated with that. But yes, it is weird that Laura was like, oh yeah, there's a chance for you to jump in there with Jimmy. And then like at the same time is mad at the fact that like Sarah Ann is swooping in on her weirdo psycho, like sociopath fiance who was apparently engaged to somebody like 2 weeks before the show started and was living somewhere else. And the house that he showed was a staged house. Like, that was not his house. That was just like an apartment or a house or something that he was renting that he got somebody to stage.
And he reminds me of, there was this documentary on Netflix that came out a little bit ago where this man killed his wife, but did a long haul on like the lying about it and like staging of everything. I can't remember what it's called. It was definitely on Netflix, but I mean, that's kind of like a very general thing,
it's
it's like something he would do, like murder, keep it a secret, say she's on vacation, say she's in Bali while he's just trying to keep up with the bills, and in reality she's like underneath the house.
Oh my god, dark stuff. But yeah.
He gives me a vibe.
Yeah, he would dig a hole and put it in, and then he would buy the cement and like actually make the floors look beautiful afterwards. Like, you would never. But Sarah Ann, our little patriot mama.
I'm a patriot.
Could you imagine somebody like really openly saying that? I am a patriot. Like, I hope the football team fan. No, apparently
if someone's saying they're a patriot, it's tough stuff. It's almost, I think you should be thrown in prison.
It kids are excited. We should find out where Sarah Ann was on January 6th.
She was definitely at a bar watching the insurrection, like at a, like in a celebratory fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was rooting them on. Mm-hmm. She was like, that is what we need to do. But one of the funniest things from that episode was with the picnic was Laura drunk as a skunk, fucking sobbing, while Jeremy and Sarah Ann are on jet skis in the background, just having
on like a fisheye lens where they look
and that, in those moments I say the show is so good.
Well, something I love about Love is Blind truly is that the second the season ends next week after the reunion, my brain minim blocks them from my life.
Wipes them out of my brain forever.
Forever. I will never, I could not name anyone on previous seasons. Like I can describe like a couple's general like essence, but like outside of Cameron and what's her face from season one.
Which you're like, I don't even remember what her name was. Laura? Lauren?
I do remember that guy Barnett because he was a scary Trumper and his like scary Trumper wife. But like, I mean, I'm literally like blanking. Like I remember there's that Pilates woman who was with that man, but that African man who cheated on her after the show. I forget his name.
Yeah. I think if I was to really rack my brain, I could tell you their names. But much like when I change my password on my computer and forget it 2 minutes later, I don't remember anything from Love is Blind as soon as the show is over.
No. That's okay for me, okay?
That's okay. That's good. So this final episode, Jimmy and Chelsea cut it off. We got down to nothing. We started with like six couples out of the pods, right? Five. It was like five. Yeah. Did you see the stuff about Kenneth and Ken and Brittany?
No.
What I loved is that at the picnic, nobody even asks about them. Like,
you know, okay. So I thought it was weird that no one asked about any of the, like we watched Chelsea and Jimmy have mental breakdowns. And the next scene is Amy and AD like holding hands, skipping through like their bachelorette party, like holding tequila shots. And I'm like, oh my God, whoa, what's happening? Do we just like forget that other people existed?
I love that. They, much like us, once a person is off the show, they're like, I don't remember this person anymore.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
They're done. Jimmy, there are people on the internet saying that we wish that Jimmy had taken it to the altar just so that we could have seen Chelsea really like go all the way cuckoo banunu, as you say. But I didn't realize that not going to the altar was an option on this show. And I think that I like this little new fun twist. Like,
that's the problem with the show is the stakes of getting married are bizarrely low because you could like who's saying you no it's not like you have like the reason Married at First Sight, the concept on itself works a little bit better, is that they get married at the beginning and then they have an opportunity to get an annulment at the end.
Yeah,
I kind of think they should copy them and they should get married right after the pods, like they walk in their wedding dress down the aisle and get married.
I think
it would hold up a bigger, it would just cause more drama.
Yeah, exactly. When it's at the end,
like you could just be like, Jimmy essentially said to Chelsea, like, I think you're my person, which I can't believe he still said that, but I just can't see us at the altar right now. Chelsea heard that as, I'm the ugliest woman in the world, I guess, but like, which is heartbreaking and we've all been there. Uh-huh. But he was saying to her, like, I want to keep dating at his initial intention was like, not breakup, just like I can't get married right now.
Yeah, and you know, I'm two thoughts about it, because it is at its core the difference between men and women, right? Like where, like as a woman in a relationship with a straight man now for 15 plus years, there is this thing that happens where you go to your partner and you say, hey man, I would really like X, Y, and Z, and your partner hears, I think she's saying she wants X, Y, and Z. But what if I give her close to X, Y, and Z? I think she'll be fine with that too. And a lot of times women are like, okay, it was close enough, I guess, so this is fine. But then a lot of times you're like, no, I specifically asked you for a thing and you did not give me that thing. You like got close to it and then said no. So like yes, these women are going, some of these women are legit going into the pods looking for husbands. Chelsea is one of those women. And she wants you to be fucking obsessed with her. And she wants you to think that she's the best thing in the world. And she wants no criticism. And she wants like a husband who is head over fucking heels, right? And it's like Jimmy even being a human being and being like, hey, I think it's like fair to talk about like the problems that we've had. I think that we should figure it out. And she's like, I walked on eggshells for you. It's like, well, no, this is not how a relationship works. And the funniest thing was that she just kept saying, well, this is marriage. Like, that's what you're supposed to do in marriage. So it's almost like she was saying, like, we should get married and then have this fight later. Like, can't we just figure this out later? But bless her in her cute little jeans and white sneakers at the roller, at the fair or wherever they were.
It really troubles me when I interact with someone like Chelsea, who's so like unable to receive feedback.
Yeah.
And she is ready at all times to make any sort of comment on her behavior into like, I'm a victim of your awful, visceral attitude. Like, she just, it's like, whoa, you cannot sit in your own skin. It makes me upset. It makes me sad because I look at her and she's beautiful. She has so much going for her. And when she's fun, I think she's awesome. Like,
She's made me low.
She did. Me too. She's so fun with her girlfriends. And like, I can see why people want to be around her. I just hate that she goes into this mode when like men are around. I don't know. Maybe she needs to hook up with a woman.
Possibly. But also all the things you described about all the things that make Chelsea a scary person to know IRL is why she made good reality TV.
And like, to that, cheers.
Perfect. And to that, we say cheers to that. Unfortunately, the soundboard is not with us today, but we can imagine Miriam Cosby saying, cheers to that. Cheers to that. Johnny and Amy, real quick, a spoiler alert, they do get married. Johnny, still unclear about condoms and how they work. As a person who's never been on birth control, has been married for 14 years and only has two children but has had a lot of sex, condoms work, guys. There's other ways to make sure that you don't get pregnant.
Okay. Not to like out your, and if this is too much.
Go ahead. Ask me.
No. It's not asking. It's just something I am aware of. I know that you guys like waited for marriage to be with each other.
Yes, correct.
And that's what's different though about this situation, that my brain goes crazy. These two are outside of their relationship. We're fucking up a storm. And then all of a sudden,
that's true. Yes.
Together, they're like, well, we can't.
Yeah. And I'm like, and it's also weird because it's like, Johnny, other people have had sex with Amy. She's not gotten pregnant.
And I have a feeling he's shot up into a lot of ladies.
I think he's only shot up into a lot of ladies because he was like, I've only had sex with people always on birth control. Like, I thought women always are on birth control. I'm like, you have two sisters. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand. He's a dummy from New Jersey. Like, it's my people.
I have an off pod item about him that I heard.
Oh.
All I'll say is that I'm not sure if they're actually together right now.
You think so?
Yeah, I got intel from someone, but I really cannot say it on here. But I'm just gonna say there was some weird things that happen that make it seem like he may not be with her, or he's just being a dummy on social media and didn't know what he was doing.
No, not sweet Amy. She was such a her dad. They're so cute. You know,
allegedly, and this may have been misconstrued, but I did hear something, which is always fun to say.
Maybe you confused him for some other little ginger from New Jersey. Clay and AD. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, I hear, like, I'm a millennial. I would even say a geriatric millennial. And I am not a TikToker, but TikTok does make its way to Instagram and Twitter for me to consume. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I wonder, like, when people who only speak like they're on TikTok, like when they become grownups, what will that sound like? And we got a glimpse of that with AD and Clay at the altar and how they were interacting with each other the entire time. They were like,
no, she was like, purr, period. Let's go, period. Purr.
She said, I mean, the material, though, like, what is happening?
That part, period, purr. It's giving husband, purr.
Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I mean, oh, my God, some woman, she's probably going to hear this because she's a listener. But
great. Love this.
Someone came into my on the comment of my meme post and was like, she doesn't work. Clay's better off. I started to type jump scare and then I was like, it's not worth it. It's 7 a.m.
So aggressive.
I was crying laughing. I was crying laughing. Reading. It doesn't work. Clay's better off without her.
Is it Vicky Gunvalson? Like, who left you that comment?
Oh, but Clay, I'm like, I wanted to write back also and be like, Clay, like, disappears and goes to his job, quote unquote, of flipping, quote unquote, houses, quote unquote. So I'm like,
But also, he's in tech. Like, I don't know what his job is.
But AD was a full-time Patriots cheerleader who,
yeah, an actual Patriot.
Talk about a Patriot, mama. No, but so one of my good friends, Emma, she was a Jets cheerleader for a long time, mm-hmm. and we would go to the games and stuff, and it's like a great gig.
Yeah.
And
it seems like it.
No shade to the Jets, but she didn't go to the Super Bowl. But
you don't need to whisper that. We all know that about the Jets.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's true. I guess you're the Jets. I don't know how many Jets fans you got in the comments here.
Oh, a lot. It is New Jersey. You know, I live like 15 minutes from Jets training facility. Yeah,
I've been to the facility before.
Well, there you go.
It's not next to Meadowlands. It's like in a different place. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's over here by where I live.
So my point is, like, she has a good job to ever comment on my Instagram post. That was a good job. And now she's finding what her next thing's gonna be. And guess what? She's on a reality show where she's gonna make a ton of money. So let her live.
Exactly. Anyway, spoiler alert, Clay and AD don't get married. Because Clay, after kikiing and hee-heeing and ha-haing and period purring at each other.
You know, that was sad. The way he was like, yeah, absolutely, go off, wives. Well, give me 1 second. I'm about to dump you in your ass. Okay?
At one point, like, I wish that Clay had been like, yeah, I can't do this. Like, I wish that he had just really leaned into.
And then, you know how the kids, like, cover their mouth and laugh now? Like, not, it's giving breakup. Nah, and then, like,
not you ghosting me at the altar. Like, look at us, two millennials who don't really actually know how any of those phrases work.
No, oh my God. It's scary. It's scary out here.
I don't understand the youth, but it was really funny. Now, I do love the MVPs for me on Love is Blind, especially this last episode, were Clay's mom and AD's mom. What?
Clay's mom should host a TED Talk.
She should host a TV show.
Yeah, move over Nick and Vanessa. Like, let's get Clay and AD's moms in there as the hosts of this goddamn television show.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, you know what? There's a camera. It's my moment to tell my ex-husband that he's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. Electric.
Let's go for it. This is the ultimate, ultimate. I got you.
Yeah. Let's put a period purr on that.
Yeah. If I was in the background of that, I'd be like, period. Giggle, giggle, giggle. It's giving icon. It's giving legend. And then a sped up version of a Lady Gaga song would play in the background as we both danced off.
What I did love is the way that after the after AD gets dumped at the altar, he says no, Clay says no, and she turns around and she looks at her mother and she goes, she like points to her mother, and then her mom gets up, and it's like, it's like they're like, ladies, let's get in formation. They all just sort of like stomp off the altar. I was like, oh god, this is hot.
Oh, I'm obsessed with all of them.
So hot. But unfortunately, AD, you know, she gets a visit from Clay, and Clay is like, yeah, hey, so we're still going to do this, right? And she's like, no, 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 no. But the internet has already confirmed that those two.
Mm-hmm. They're together still?
Yeah, there was like a Thanksgiving video that popped up. And
in their defense, though, like, I understand Clay's point of view to be like, I cannot marry you right now. I'm on television in real life learning and realizing that my father is awful and I don't know how to deal with it. And
yes,
I cannot marry you until I know I can be married in a way that you deserve, you know, like, so I understand his point of view. I just think I would have rathered her not period for like 5 minutes before he was like, it's giving birth. That's my only thing. It's just hard to come back from that way.
Oh God. You're right. Yeah.
But when Andy was like, I only am going to be in a, if I'm in a wedding dress, like that's it. Or she says something like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah. She's just like, I'm in this dress. Like, now is the moment. Like, but I'm like, is it, you'll have a much better wedding not on Netflix.
Yeah. With like seven people.
Or 700 people. And you can like get Liddy.
Yeah. Also, I hate, this happens on Love is Blind a lot. I hate when they say stuff like AD said it. She said, I just didn't think that this would happen for me. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're the one who is also in the relationship getting married. So this idea that like, this isn't happening for me, it highlights like just how sad some of these women are and how they're like waiting to be proposed to by men who will like, are willing to like do the whole thing with them. It just makes me sad. It's giving internalized misogyny, you know? And I like, I kind of hate it. Period.
Wait, so I had an idea.
Yes.
Speaking of period. And maybe lack thereof. Let's swing bigger and go with a bunch of old people season.
I would love that. I have actually been thinking about that too. Like, I think there needs to be a Golden Bachelor type situation in Love is Blind. Like, I think it needs to be people in their like 40s and 50s, even 60s, just being like, you know what? Like, for whatever reason, I'm single and I want to get married. Because I do feel like at that point in your life, the chances of you settling down are higher. You can't have a 25-year-old fucking middle school principal like coming on TV and pretending like they want to get married tomorrow.
Right.
You know, so.
And I think a lot of older people who don't know how to date online or like try to, like, I think they would be more interested in doing something like this than people who are on TikTok all day can just like stalk someone on TikTok and be like, I want to date them and DM them. Like, people meet on social media and like all forms outside of dating apps. Like, an older person needs tools to like meet other older single people, and I think it'd be really sweet. And
it would.
I still think they would bring drama.
Yes, and I think that there is like less chances of them than, you know, being like, oh, I'll just find you on Facebook later.
Right.
They don't know how to find people on Facebook.
And even if it was like 50 and up. Yeah. Like, I still think we would have really a much more interesting television program.
Yeah. And guess what? The people in their 50s, horny. Okay. Yeah. So, and Nick and Vanessa would be so annoying about it too. But at least then they would stop asking, like, when are you going to have a baby? You know? And then
I would love if they put them in old age makeup.
Tom. So condescending. They're like, hey, we're Nick and Vanessa and we look a little different, but we don't want you to feel too ugly. So
period.
Stupid. You want to talk about Beverly Hills?
Let's.
I'm really enjoying the reunion. I usually don't.
Yeah. I love to see Dorit kind of be the butt of everyone's comments. That's fun. I love that we got receipts of Andy yawning every time she speaks. That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yeah. I mean, Kyle is continuing to Kyle, pretending that she's shared everything about herself, even though she hasn't.
No.
And yeah, I'm having a good time.
And it's, I mean, I guess they're going to get into this in the third episode, but it is weird that we're like two episodes of this reunion in and no one has been like, yeah, so Kyle, it's not so much that we're confused about you not wanting to be married to Mauricio anymore. It's whether or not you are fucking this lady. Like, you had a music video with her. You're getting tattooed. Like, they keep saying like the tattoos and working out. And it's like, no, no, no. Let's be specific. Let's be specific and talk about what's going on here.
It's like, well, I think they, I think it's hard for them to talk about it though, because it was never something like the beginnings of their relationship was while they were filming the show. So
yeah.
I think it's gotten much more serious post show or towards the end of filming. So I think there's not as much content from the actual television program.
You're right. And the reunion is more about what happened on the season. And
right.
Not so
I think we are going to get there. Obviously, we see some teasers for that at the back end of the reunion on part three. But yeah, I think that's probably why. But I do think we'll get somewhere with that.
I think that they're waiting to drop this on season, this third episode, where Kyle's going to be like, yes, I am in a relationship with Morgan, because yeah, she's been so like lazy about like pretending like she's not. Mm-hmm. And even everything, like I feel like maybe that's maybe why Kathy is coming. Like, why is Kathy there? Why is Kathy coming?
To support Kyle on her coming out journey, of course. It makes Kathy look like not a Republican.
Yes. You know, one of my favorite things about Kathy, number one, is all the shots of her getting her makeup done and just talking, looking like an absolute ghoul. Loved it.
Yep.
Sleep paralysis demon. But I love that she calls Mauricio Maurice. She refuses to call.
I lost my mind. So if you are a Housewives historian, okay, like Nora and I are, I know that most of you listening are. The first time we heard Maurice was actually not even from Kathy, but from Kim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Back in like season two or three, when they were still fighting about the house after like the breakdown in the limo, the aftermath of that. She like yells at Maurice and was like, Maurice? This is a name that goes around. Like, so it's clear that Kim and Kathy both call him Maurice. Maurice is a hilarious name. Like, Maurice has a top hat and a cane and like a little mustache.
Yes.
Tied someone to the railroad tracks.
Yes. It's like, or he's like an elderly man who like works in the library. Like, it's a Maurice. Wait, was that not Belle's dad's name?
Yeah. Is he, was that her dad or her grandpa? The old man. Yeah.
The old man. Father the figure. Caretaker. Yes. Yeah. The father figure. That was his name.
Period.
So, it is so funny to me that like they keep calling him Maurice, because he's like, because like Mauricio is like the name that he has, right? Like, that's to say, he, and he looks like a Mauricio, like he's so, you know, hot in that way. But Maurice,
Maurice, come over here, Maurice.
And also, Kyle calls him Mo, but Kathy calls him Mao.
I can't. I really can't. His name isn't that hard to pronounce. Mauricio is not a an uncommon name.
I know. And she's been with this man for like 27 years.
I know.
You know, it's been 27 years of Kathy Hilton just being like, what's his name?
Mao? His name's Mao?
Or Kyle being like, no, Kathy, we just call him Mo. And then her being like, no, you should call him Mao, because his name is M-A-U. So you should call him Mao. And so she only calls him Mao.
Yeah, it's definitely it. She eats off her TV tray.
It's like the image of it.
I know. I can't.
Our little TV tray tuna fish sandwiches.
No, I have a little bit of an issue with something, and that is, why the fuck is Mao, Maurice, whatever you call him, not on the reunion?
Yes, great question. Like, if we are talking about Kyle's marriage, why are we not married to medicining this and bringing Mauricio to the reunion and having them all talk. Like,
and we won't talk about it. Married to Medicine, stellar reunion.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really watched it because I got upset that they voted Kyle Quad off the island.
Oh, really? It's been a good season even. Still.
I got sad. And then I watched the last episode, which did make me crack up. But I have not watched the reunions. But thank you for the heads up. I'm going to watch it now.
You should go back and watch at least the whole last trip. They did their couples trip they did. Was really
the Hilton hat trip.
It's just funny because Sweet Tea is something else.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, great point. Mauricio should be there, but it is weird that he's not. But Beverly Hills, have they ever had the husbands on?
They definitely used to.
Did they?
Mm-hmm, they definitely did, because I remember Ken Todd being there and Mauricio. And PK's definitely been at a reunion before.
Oh, yes, PK has been at the reunion before.
PK talked to Erica, like to her face, about the underwear situation. Underoos. Or yes. Lack thereof.
Yes.
Yeah, they've definitely thrown the men in there. Not in a while, but like this isn't a hot topic conversation. Like, we need the like Mama Joyce treatment where you come out for just like a segment and go back, you know?
Yeah, get Anne-Marie off the couch. Make space for Mauricio.
Who said zero words this episode.
At one point, Andy asked her a question about like money or something, about like how somebody was talking about their rich relatives or something like that, or Sutton talked about her money. And they were like, what do you think, Anne-Marie? And I was like, oh, she's there. Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah, well, so I have a theory that she might get another season.
What? No.
I don't know. I think she could get in the mix one more time.
I think the only reason they could bring her onto the season to next season would be to use her as ridicule because of all the stuff related to the anesthesiologist and nurse anesthetician turf war, and also, which is very uninteresting, but also all the stuff circling her husband. So I wouldn't be surprised if they bring her on the show and Sutton's like, so Anne-Marie, what's going on with your husband? Like, and then, you know, all of that, which is like dark, sad stuff.
It is dark and sad, but I also kind of think like there's an argument to being like, if you care, if you want to get ahead of it, you could just do it.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah. I thought she had a great apology for Sutton. I thought that was a very sincere moment. The part one of the reunion. Mm-hmm. I didn't like, obviously, the arguing for Dorit as being not racist, but no. I'm a white man. Who am I to say what's right and wrong in that department? But it just gave me a little like confusion in that front. but I don't know. I could just kind of see it. I don't know what it is about her presence there that I'm like, I could see you friend of-ing maybe.
She's got a Teddy Nat like quality, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's just like annoying enough to not let the mouse go. And so, and look, Beverly Hills is a franchise where we've had seasons upon seasons of dark stuff happening with husbands and us pretending like it's not, and lots of questions. And that's like sometimes when Beverly Hills does its best work, when we have other things going on off camera that they're mm-hmm. trying to like slowly bring on. So it's possible that she could be good. But me, I wouldn't care for it.
No, I'm not rooting for this decision.
No.
I just could see it for some reason. I had a little epiphany after our last reunion that I could see Andy wanting to give her another shot since she just like wasn't even really in this season at all. But yeah,
it's possible. They talk about this on this part of the reunion. They talked about like Kyle's sobriety and her marriage and all the people's her response to people's criticism of it. And this is why Kyle loses me every single time, is that Kyle gets to ask questions to people. And when those same questions are asked of her, whatever answer she gives, she wants people to be okay with it and she wants them to let it go. But when she does this, when she asks people questions, she's always like, are you sure what's going on? I just want you to be open and honest. And like, she never accepts people's answers for whatever they are. She mm-hmm. always thinks it's something deeper. And so nobody else is allowed to ask that of Kyle. We're just supposed to accept it. And then she's supposed to go, I'm not supposed to talk about the intimate things that are happening behind closed doors. And like, no, I think you are. And also, are you having sex with that lady or not?
Have you eaten out a lady in the last 6 months?
Yeah. Are you down for a little esophagusy or pussy or whatever?
He's not esophagusy. Please.
You saw it, right?
On the soap, on the, what'd you say?
Did you see signs esophagus?
I did. And I don't want to acknowledge it.
You screamed. You said, I'm a gay man and I do not need to see hole.
It's just like a lot on Maine.
It's a vagina.
No, I found the sobriety conversation wonderful about like Kyle's honesty about it. But then I really hated on the flip side of it, Dorit and Sutton's conversation about how they were implying that she, the whole season, that she is like blackout morning, noon, and night. And for Dorit to be like, well, no, I don't think you're an alcoholic, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is
that? What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's so funny because it's like later on she says, words have weight. Garcelle's like, oh, words have weight?
And the words of Garcelle say, this is what I'm talking about.
This is what I'm talking about. Did you make that mashup yet that I asked? I requested a specific mashup.
No, it's there's a level of energy that goes into things like that that I haven't acquired yet.
We need a mashup of Denise saying, you know what I'm talking about. And you know
what I'm talking about. And see, this is what I'm talking about. I'll work on it this weekend.
That would be like the voices of my anxiety when I'm like proving to myself like how like when I am deluded and I'm stressed out and I'm just telling myself that whatever I believe is right, that those are the two voices. But it's so funny because Dorit later on talks about the implication of things and words and all this stuff, but like she also does not understand the shit that she says to Garcelle or the shit that she says about Sutton. And like also similarly, I think they all do this to each other. They all use words that like you should not be using, but they never ever like want to take ownership of how shitty they are to other people. And that's honestly very entertaining to me.
That's, I mean, mama, that's Housewives.
Baby, that's the show you're watching.
It's the premise.
Do you believe, did you get any clarity about Dorit's Marshall's robbery?
No, ma'am.
She was like, box cars. And I was like, what?
I loved when she was like, have you heard of Marshall's? I've just recently heard about it. Like, bitch, you've been going to Marshall's on a, a credit recovery credit card for a while now, buying like snacks there on the way to pick up the kids from school. We all know there's some trouble in paradise with the finances.
Also, I was very surprised to hear her tell us that when she married PK, he was bankrupt.
I know.
She was like, he was bankrupt. And then I was like, but you came on the show like 2 years later.
Or like, yeah, they were newlyweds when they were on the show in a weird, in a bizarrely massive home. So I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then she threw him that like weird helicopter birthday party. Like it was just a lot. So I was like, so is he still like, where's the money?
I could not handle when she was like talking about the marriage and how things were really bad after they wrapped filming. And then Andy was like, well, how are things now? And she like looks out, like she looks over to like camera A, and then she like looks at camera B, and then she looks at Andy, and she's like, looks down, and she's like, Andy, well, thank you for asking about that. I just want to clarify, better than ever.
I actually burst out laughing
when she said it. When I was watching this morning, I was like, that is the most psychotic response.
Just say yes or no, you fucking weirdo. Like,
and then talking about PK's sobriety, I mean, like, good for him. I don't know, it was just always a lot. It was a lot. She's dumped a lot at us.
Yeah, it's like she took all of the various little plot points that have happened on the show. Like whatever Kyle's going through, she's like, oh, and also PK's not drinking. And also I'm having marriage problems. But no, also we're fine now. Like,
it's a lot for me. Yeah, I get why Andy yawns. I'm exhausted by her presence. And all I want to do is yank on that little hair on her forehead.
Also, the hood was sliding back. Her little hijab was like falling over, and there was like a clip. I can say that, but she and like her little
giving the hijab. Little... Period.
She's yeah, she's exhausting. She's so annoying. And she also talks so long and so much. But I did love when Sutton said about when they're talking about sobriety, and Sutton said, I don't know how many carcasses are on the floor every night.
I said, Sutton, mama, I love you. That is such a funny thing to say. I don't know how many carcasses are on the floor every night. And when she knows she's being funny, she slips into this like even deeper kind of like slur accent. She's like, I don't know how many carcasses are on the floor every night.
I'm so obsessed with it.
I know, same.
I love that little lady.
I love those little legs.
They like ask Erica about her show. And I was like, the show didn't do well. But I think like Bravo, I think Bravo purposely didn't talk about how the residency was a flop because they have this bet it all on blonde show or whatever. They were like, well, we can't talk about how shitty it is because we filmed a documentary. So,
well, and shout out to Danny and Evan from Page Six, who host like the reality podcast, like live shows in New York all the time.
Yeah.
That's who Sutton was talking about when she was like, well, I thought it was a very shady question the man asked me when he said I heard tickets were selling for $1. So I thought I was giving you a compliment when I said $7.
I love them. But also, like, again, she's shady. And then when Kyle's annoying and Kyle's like, you bought a horse and you have a dating coach, that's like your storyline. Mm-hmm. It's like you all are being shady and mean to each other. Just say that you're being shady and mean to each other. It's okay.
It's okay. That's the show. That's over here. I like it. That's yeah. Like that.
Did you see the like timestamp war that Sutton and Crystal are having? Or no, Crystal and Doree are having against each other?
I did.
I want to see more of that Crystal, the one that shows up on the Jeff Lewis show.
I think she does show up sometimes, and I like it when she does. Yeah. But I like that she's not on. I like that she's not on that level all the time. It's yeah. Like a fun kind of. Is Crystal going to go there or not? I love her. I'm like really, I really really enjoy her, and I think that she brings a lot to the show in kind of like a more subtle way. And she always nails it at a reunion and always nails it in her interview chair.
Yeah, I think that like the way that Sutton and the way that Garcelle and Crystal function around somebody like Sutton is like Sutton is like, you know, gonna be shady like that. But then when the cameras are off, you could still like talk to Sutton like a real person. Mm-hmm. Doree is a caricature of a human being. And Doree is an insincere person who thinks that she is coming off extremely sincere. And I think that's why Crystal and Garcelle don't fuck with Doree, because they're like, this is not a real human being. This is like not a person living in reality. This is not a person that we can even talk to. They even have space for that for like Erica, mm-hmm. you know, because Erica taps in and out of Erica Girardi, Erica Jane. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Doree is like on a whole other planet in a way that is, I think, difficult for them to even like communicate with her.
Totally agree. She's I don't know. There's no way in my brain for her to move forward after this season.
But I hope that she stays on because she is really? Such a fun punching bag.
Oh God, I guess. It's not exhausting.
She always acts like she knows what she's talking about. Andy, but then she never does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a delight. I like it.
She talked about it. She addressed it. We've talked about it here. But there is so much more to her and PK's drama that it's crazy to me that they were able to get away with a huge article coming out that they're separated. And they got to just kind of skate away at this reunion with not really many questions about it.
Yeah. And apparently he seems having lunch with some woman without a wedding ring on. But one, he looks like shit. Two, I'm pretty sure people are saying the other woman he's having lunch with is Shannon, and I was like, that's disrespectful because that woman is like Shannon 4 seasons ago. Shannon's done a lot of work on herself.
Good or bad thing.
Yeah, so I feel, or maybe because he's newly sober, he's connecting with Shannon Bedore, who is also allegedly newly sober. So, you know.
Yeah, well, Shannon's sober during when it's sunlight. And then at nighttime when the lights go down, she and Vicky, I think, link up and still do tequila shots at the Quiet Woman, unfortunately.
And then she's like, is that John's son? Is that John Jansen's son? No, that's John Jansen with his
I'm kind of excited for OC. That will be coming up probably in June.
Yeah, when is that coming? It's June, but that's probably so long, so far away.
I know. We're going to have just some summer. Although Summer House,
so good.
Shout out to Cara Berry. I keep quoting this, but like she's so right when she threaded or tweeted whatever that Summer House and Vanderpump Rules can't be good at the same time. It's a fact and it's a rule that we abide by here. And I agree. Yeah.
Although I've not finished watching the episode from Vanderpump Rules this week. I'm going to watch it tonight and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow with Kelly Williams from the Laguna Beach. But it's not that I don't like the season of Vanderpump Rules, because this week's episode, it is hilarious to watch Shayna make things about herself. Like, that is entertainment to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. This episode was the best that we've had, like, so far. Absolutely.
For sure. For sure.
But I still think there's just not a lot of there, you know?
Yeah, but Summer House is incredible. I mean, I did not think that the turn was going to happen that quick. I did not realize that we were going to get into the Carl and Lindsay breakup stuff right away. But it's so good. And again, shout out to Lindsay Hubbard for being amazing reality TV.
I know. I like Lindsay, but yikes.
No, there's nothing to like about what she did, but everything to like about watching her do it.
Totally.
Perfect. She's perfect TV. Do you like West? I like West.
West, I love for the show. He seems like someone my sister would date.
I mean, he seems like somebody I would date.
Yeah, he's not for me sexually, but like I would love to like have a weekend like in a group like partying in the Hamptons. Like he would be so fun.
I would love to hang out with him.
Totally.
West, if you're listening, we would love to hang out with you.
Also, how iconic. His mom is an OBGYN and his dad is like a rodeo rancher. I'm like, work.
Yeah, good for you. And they like love each other and they travel to 50 states together.
It's so cute. Like you can just tell his parents are fun too. Like I want to meet them.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually, I think, what makes Paige so fun too. It's a good set of parents will get you there. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's why you and Kix are so delightful, because of your parents. Period. Okay.
Period. Parenting, period.
Hey, you know what I've been watching? House of Villains. Did you watch that?
I did.
I'm halfway through. It's so good.
It's so fun.
Isn't it so early 2000s VH1?
Yeah, the house looks fresh out of Flavor of Love.
Yes, it's so good. And everybody, what I like about making a show of villains is that everybody is like, no, I'm the star of the show. And they're just so over the top and it's so silly. There's sound effects, like, it's just so good. I love it. And
yeah, I agree. Silly. Although I think they should have spread out that cast a little bit, because that cast is so good. I saw some rumors for the next cast and it doesn't look as like stacked in a way. I don't know. Like those villains are all like superstars. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like who would the stars be? Like Brandy Glanville?
It was like, well, Teresa was on it. Who else was on it? I'm not gonna like remember everyone. It was some people from the challenge.
Okay.
That like I don't even really qualify as villains necessarily. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. It was a lot of like third and fourth choices in my brain. Like I would have thought of some better ones, but
yeah, I think that also all reality TV is coming to the point where they're like, in order for a show to have really good ratings, we need to get Bravo people on it because people will watch it. We need a couple of housewives on a show and then that show will do really, really well. So I think that like getting Jax on was a good idea, but I think that if they had thrown a housewife in there, like I know that Danielle came for like a second weirdly and toured the house at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is hilarious, but we need more housewives on other reality TV shows in order for that show to do good. And to that I say, yeah, thanks. Thanks for finally recognizing that housewives are the premium reality television.
I know. Everyone I know that watch Traitors that did not watch Bravo prior to it are like, Phaedra is the best thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Apparently she's going to be on Married to Medicine for like 3 more years.
She signed like a long contract.
Yeah.
I,
Yeah, she's not good. She's not good on it.
She's not as good on it. I think she'll get better as she gets more comfortable with the women. It's just a different dynamic. I think she addresses it in the reunion where she's like, I'm just not used to, there's a level of sisterhood and camaraderie here that is not Housewives. Like she says that. She's like, I'm used to like going to bat every day.
Yeah.
Housewives or here. It's like, it's not, it's just different, which is why marriage medicine is so good. But you know, it's just different.
Yeah. Don't care for Simone though. This season, Simone's really let me down.
Oh, I love her always and forever.
She really is coming in hot in defense of that Gregory. And Gregory is a monster. And I can't keep watching Simone be like, Gregory, are you okay? Are you uncomfortable? Are you okay? It's like, fuck off. Who cares? Why are you asking about this dude? Like, I don't care for that.
I know. I think unfortunately, she tried to play like a housewife's game of like ousting someone and picking sides and stuff, which they've never really done on Married to Medicine before.
They did with Mariah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Duh. She wasn't like spearheading that.
Yeah.
Well, but I think it was more like Toya. So I think Toya was spearheading the quad thing. And so Simone got behind it and is like Team Gregory because of that. But she's Team Gregory, but then she also is so nasty in her confessionals about Sweet Tea. So I don't think she says Team him as she seems. I think she was just trying to find a way to keep Quad off the show.
I would not be surprised if like they were not starting filming of the show yet, or filming was held up because Quad hadn't decided if she was going to be back on the show. Mm-hmm. And Simone was like, well, fine, if Quad's going to drag her feet, then let's just bring Gregory on because it's more interesting anyway. We're actually friends with him. Right. And mm-hmm. once she like, you can't play producer, but I can totally see Simone being like, fuck Quad, screaming, fuck Quad.
Yeah.
Yelling at everybody and then just like going on with it. But I will catch up on Married to Medicine. Thanks for the tip.
I think they're always good, honestly. I'm sorry, my Slack is going off.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay. Anyway, any other thoughts, Tom? Tomasita?
No.
Okay. Well,
I think I love you a lot. I love you too.
Can't wait to see you this weekend.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going to Nora's house this weekend and meeting the whole fam.
Yes.
Can't wait.
You're gonna bully a bunch of kids in a game truck. I can't wait.
I can't wait. What games are gonna be in the truck?
What's that?
What games are gonna be in the truck?
I don't know.
It just like comes with games.
Yeah, it comes with like generic games. I think that most of the kids love to play Smash Bros. I think Smash Bros. Usually takes the cake.
wait till they see what I can do.
I just love that they're gonna be like, the kids that are coming, their parents are gonna be like, yeah, there's an adult man screaming at the kids in the game truck.
I just really want to play some you Kix and I are gamers, like, and I think we don't talk about it a lot on the pod, but like we play video games together every night with Brian, Kix, and myself. The three of us like play games together every night before bed.
No, I love that because my first year of marriage, it was really, really fun because Fahad and I would play Mario Galaxy every single night and we finished the game together and it was so much fun.
I think that sounds amazing. Whenever people have judgment on video games like that, I'm like, go get a life.
No, my husband, every night as I'm reading in bed, I hear the soft sounds of Link humping or grunting onto a mountain or something because he's playing Zelda.
Yeah, he makes a lot of weird noises.
The funniest is when he talks to a village woman and she's like, and I'm like, what are you watching? He's like,
I know, and then the subtitles are like, my child has died. That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at 2DumpsterDivas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.